Sarah, thanks so much for your time this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for your interest.
So what was the catalyst for the research into child hunger in Australia?
We do a report every year around about World Food Day, and that is in it's regarding food insecurity generally. What we found was some disturbing results that showed that children seem to be really badly affected by food insecurity. In fact, more affected than adults in Australia. So we thought this was something we really needed to look into.
Gosh, they're more affected than adults. That I was not expecting you to say that.
That is what the results of our Rumbling Tummies report have confirmed. One in five children are food insecure at some point in the year, and that is you know, worse than for adults.
It's terrifying. So what are some of the factors that are contributing to this prevalence of child hunger across Australia?
Well, I believe it's because families are being hit by poverty issues. So families are finding it harder and harder to get by. And we are seeing more and more families, you know, working families, seeking food relief. And of course, you know, children are affected in spite of the fact that their parents are trying to protect them as much as they can. It's still very hard to put food on the table.
Do we see, a fluctuation in these statistics depending on area? So, for example, in the cities, do we see some different results as compared to maybe regional areas?
No, interestingly, it is very similar between city and rural. So the hardship is right across the country. And while there certainly are areas that are harder hit, what we would call lower socioeconomic areas, really, you know, any suburb, there will be families that are struggling to get by. And we say it's not just people on the street, it's very likely to be someone in your street.
So for the kids themselves, what are some of the impacts that going to school hungry can have?
Well, I mean, it's been very well documented that children that don't have breakfast are unable to concentrate at school, so they're not getting the academic outcomes that one would hope for them. Apart from that, they're also, you know, behaviour issues. They become disruptive in the classroom, which obviously has a knock-on effect for other children in the class. And children that haven't had breakfast and likely haven't been able to bring lunch to school also find themselves socially isolated. They try to hide the fact that, you know, they're unable to eat, and this means that they just don't participate in the general social aspect of the school day.
And so moving forward, how is there any, I guess, a clear way to address this issue? How can people help out?
Well, we at Food Bank actually have a school breakfast program. So we're now providing breakfast to children in over 1,750 schools nationally. But we believe that we need to, you know, probably double that number in order to be getting to anywhere near all the children that need assistance. That is a short-term way of being able to provide food for these children and give them a chance at such a crucial time in their lives. I mean, if they're not able to participate fully in school life, that's going to set them back for the rest of their lives. So it's so critical. But apart from that, we believe more needs to be done generally with regard to those big kind of economic issues such as housing affordability, the cost of power and so on. These things will assist families to be able to cope, to have enough money to be able to put food on the table.
It is such an important issue. Sarah, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.